From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The latest COVID vaccines are out. Much like how the flu shot is adjusted each year to match the latest strains of flu, these COVID vaccines are designed to counter the virus's latest mutations. Health experts say it's important to get vaccinated now to be ready for this fall and winter when cases could increase more than they already have. Some people who have tried to get vaccinated have come up against new obstacles. That is because this is the first round of COVID vaccinations to rely mostly on the usual insurance and provider networks as opposed to the government. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
There was a time before now when getting a COVID vaccine meant figuring out the nearest place that had one and making an appointment, or sometimes even just walking in. That's because the federal government was footing the bill and distributing the vaccines. But Congress did not authorize more funding, and COVID vaccinations are now going through the commercial healthcare system. Cue the problems.
I've been turned away twice for vaccine appointments that I had.
That's Cynthia Cox. She lives in Washington, D.C.
Although it was in stock and although I was willing to pay cash up front, my insurer kept me from being able to get the vaccine because it was an out-of-network pharmacy.
Cox also happens to be a healthcare policy researcher at the Kaiser Family Foundation. She says the out-of-network issue has been one of the stumbling blocks. Another is time. Regulators approved the latest COVID vaccine formulations only on September 11, and insurers had to rush to make them available. Sabrina Corlett, a research professor at Georgetown University's Center on Health Insurance Reforms, says the usual timeline is longer.
Plans are given a bit of time between when the vaccine is approved and recommended for use and when they actually have to cover it under their plan.
Without the head start, some health insurers' complex payment systems were not updated fast enough, and patients got turned away. This got the attention of federal regulators. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra on Wednesday met virtually with healthcare industry leaders.
The meeting went very well. It was very collaborative and positive in nature.
Jenny McQuiggan-Babcock is the Senior Vice President for Medicaid Policy at the Association for Community-Affiliated Plans, a trade group.
The secretary's office and officials, along with the health plan associations, had been working pretty intensively for the prior week to ensure that problems were ironed out.
Industry representatives say that, for the most part, they have been. And they must be, because the companies are legally required to provide COVID vaccines at no cost to patients. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.